Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the Half Fast Podcast. I'm here at our remote location at the Worst Day of the Year ride in Southeast Portland, Oregon. I'm here with Pasta Mama. Say hello.
Hello!
And there's like a million people here.
Fantastic!
They had like 1,500 riders. Everybody ponies up at least $20 a pop, more if you didn't register on time.
Slackers!
And it all goes to the Community Cycling Center, which is this charity that gives bikes to those who cannot afford them. Some of them children, some of them adults who need them to get to work.
Because everybody needs a bike.
Everybody needs a bike. Because there's something about self-power, yo.
And be responsible for your own transportation.
Now, somewhere I should make some kind of point that, you know, self-power is kind of the same thing as being powered by everyone else, because somebody made that bike. And, you know, people are sipping through these bikes, somebody cleaned that bike, and somebody refurbished that bike, and you know, for people like me, somebody repaired that bike, and somebody made that bike originally.
Somebody bought that bike.
Right, and somebody bought the products that gave the company I work for money, that gave me money so I could buy a bike. So we're all interrelated. And that's why it's great to be at events like this and see how crazy the people are that you're interrelated to. We've had brides. We've had people with crazy wigs, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've had
Butterflies.
We've had Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy types
with
their
towel.
Who were ready to quote from us from the book about why a good hitchhiker always needs his towel.
Okay, he was kind of a cool comic book guy.
Yeah. Yeah, like if the comic book guy was cool, then that's what this guy would be. Oh, wow. So there's disco playing, and I'm like so high right now off the endorphins.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it's just the endorphins and the beer.
And good energy and good spirit.
Yeah. And
everyone
good phone
bike mud.
Yeah, it's bike mud, right? Because we're on bicycles?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
And the Pasta Mama's noodle is really in good spirits.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you a noodle, baby. Nope. Oh, can we say that on the internet? We don't want anything explicit on the internet. Okay, well.
Actually, we were just talking. We made a minuendo.
So what else do we have here? We have lots of fairies and butterflies with wings strapped to their backs as they biked around.
And bikes with flowers and Mardi Gras beads and streamers.
Yeah, the streamers are kind of...
And the wheels.
Streamers are, they're like black streamers.
Yes,
so we will never forget the birthday girl.
Yeah.
We had birthday girls today. Like a million people saying you happy birthday, kiddo. So I'm looking at this one bike now that's got flowers and ribbons decorated, looks like vines all over the handlebars.
And a cat of nine tails.
Yes, and the streamers are black, and so they look like some kind of cat of nine tails BDSM gear. Wait, BSDM gear.
Wait, BDSM.
Whatever it is.
It's BDSM, yeah.
I thought, yes, you're right, BDSM. I was right the first time. I want to say BSD because that's the kind of...
Right, you're thinking of the devil's rope.
Well, yeah, exactly. I'm thinking of the computer software.
Yes, and the noodle has just pointed out that it's a little kid's bike.
Oh, this is the noodle. I thought the noodle was something vaguely dirty. You're saying this person...
No, Pasta Mama's noodle.
Oh, I get it. Okay. All right.
Oh, we also have people dressed up in a 60s style tutu print and quilted tassels.
I've seen tutus pulled on over bike leggings.
Yes. Oh, and there was a Minnie Mouse type person. Was a tutu being worn by a man or a woman?
A woman. But I would not have been surprised to see it on a man.
That would have been fabulous.
In fact, you know, it's for the best that I left my tutu at home today, because otherwise that lady and I would have been wearing the same thing.
I know.
And that would have been just
horrible.
Awkward. Although I'm very happy in my Cookie Monster garb.
Yeah, he looks really cute.
And you're very fetching in your Mamma Mia. Yes, you can take a picture when we're done recording the sound here. So, this is Mr. Half Fast and Pasta Mama and the Noodle signing off.
Say goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.